this is Chloe Hollings from Overwatch. I'm the voice of Widowmaker, and I wanted to say welcome to Game Fix Show! Woohoo!
Spider-Man here.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave Fennoy.
Hey guys, this is Ashley Birch.
This is Master Daniel Piscina.
You're listening to the Game Fix Podcast.
Welcome to Game Fix Podcast.
And you're listening to the Game Fix Show.
I listen to the Game Fix Show, you know, to make me feel better about myself, about the world.
All right, partner, you know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Crazy!
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish.
And I am Verlaine. Make sure to check out our website, GameFixShow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, it's Facebook.com/GameFixShow.
That's not the only place they could find us. You know that, Verlaine. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Yeah. You just mentioned the website, of course, GameFixShow.com. On the top right-hand corner, you can actually see a couple of other links. And I do not mean Nintendo links. I mean our links. Get that? Did you get that? Yeah. Okay. Or Link Link. You know that's his name, right? Link Link. That's his name. That's so stupid. Anyway. You could see our other social medias. You could click right there. And also right underneath it is our Patreon. Verlaine, tell them what they could get if they become
what you can win. Yeah. Just sign up to our Patreon. Do us a favor. You can support us monetarily that way. The podcast, downloading it, watching it live, seeing us live at our little events is always going to be free. But this is one way you can like up the ante. If you get into our tiers, you start being able to affect the show.
Yeah.
You jump onto that $5 tier. You'll get access to backstage audio, like we have a voice project with voice actors doing Overwatch stuff.
Cheers, got, love. The Calvary's here.
Like that, yeah.
We've got all the kind of B-roll of when we interview these celebrities, the stuff that goes on before we put them on the show. We release that to you guys. And then if you want to jump up a tier to the $10 tier, you start affecting the show. You can challenge us to things. You can make us play games. You can suggest things for us to talk about. And you get the best stuff when you see us live.
Yeah.
So patreon.com/GameFixShow.
Yes. So please do that. We really appreciate that. Now, okay. We got to talk about now what's happening today. A couple things we will get to, however, on the show. We will get to it. I promise. At the end of the show, we're going to talk episode four, right? Episode four now.
Yeah.
We coined it the Bucky and Sam fan jam. But it's Falcon and Winter Soldier. So at the end of the show, we'll talk about that. We'll warn you when we're talking about that. So if you haven't seen the episode, we don't want to spoil you. So just so you know, we're also talking about a possible remake of a PlayStation 4 game. I don't understand how that's even possible. And also, is a new Uncharted happening? What? But actually, the better question is a new Metroid happening. Because all we have from Nintendo, you know, the good people at Nintendo, is a logo of Metroid, right? Like, that's really all we get. We haven't seen anything for, like, I think it's been 27 years since we've seen anything from that reveal, right? I think it was 27 years ago. But on the show today, I am so happy, so excited, actually, we have some guests. Yes, we do. We don't always have guests, but we have guests today. And our guests are from Team SCU. Now, who the hell are Team SCU? They are a bunch of just kind of regular Joes, right? I mean, you guys are just kind of regular people, right? There's... and what they have done, they are creating a 2D remake of Metroid Prime, which they've coined as Metro 2D. We have on the show Matthew and Guillaume. Did I get that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So you guys have been working on this project for a long time, right? Like, this is not something that you guys just started this past weekend, right? Like, this is something that your blood, sweat, and tears have been going into this game, what, since 2004? Is that what I understand? Who wants to talk?
It was at least 2 weekends now, you know? It's a little bit of a complicated story. So, yes, the idea for this came around in 2004. There was a person who went by the name Metroid Handler way back when, and was just like, what would happen if we remade this game in two dimensions? And a lot of people joined in. We had various programmers hopping in to try to be the lead programmer. It actually sort of blew up in the media at that time, like it was in a few magazines and things like that. Never quite got anywhere, and then like a programmer left, and you know, things never quite happened with that. Then there was another programmer for like 2005 to 2008, and that sort of turned into a few demos that people kind of remember on like old YouTube. And then that kind of fell apart toward the end of that. And then there was a long time where it was just me sort of like, well, I'll make like a game engine from scratch just in my spare time for fun, and like kind of put out some mini games now and then, but it wasn't all that much. Really, this thing didn't come together the way that it is now until fall of 2017, or okay, at least the end of that summer. So it's been about 3.5 years, which is still a pretty long time to, you know, be working on the same thing all day, every day. Well, not all day, every day, just occasionally. But yeah, so there's like this rich history of like all of this stuff. And I think there are only a few things that actually carry over in the end. Like the space background is from like 2006 or something like that. And like one of the enemies came from like 2007. But
so it's like a collaboration of different games that you're kind of like doing.
Well, it's all the same concept and all the same game, but just we started a new team and got like, you know, new vision, new art, new everything. And just it's a basically complete reboot of what we were trying to do, starting now in 2017.
So you weren't really making, like, when you come out and tell people, hey, we're going to make Metroid Prime in two dimensions, I mean, instantly, at least nowadays, you're just quote unquote rearranging the camera view, which has been done. Like Ninja Turtles, one of my favorite games, does it to do their arcade version. But what you're saying seems to me like you were kind of pseudo rebooting the game into a classic Metroid side scroller. Were you keeping any of the aesthetics from Prime in this game, or were you just, was it Prime by definition and more like 2D sequel named Prime? You know what I'm saying?
I think Guillaume's got this. He's one of our lead artists.
Yeah, Guillaume, take it.
So, the idea a long time ago when we were kids was, what if Metroid Prime had been a classic 2D Metroid?
Right.
So, we always wanted it to be like, oh, it's Metroid Prime. So when you play it, you recognize, you know, right, the enemies, the locales, the like markers and stuff. But as you know, taking a three-dimensional room and implementing it in 2D means you got to make some design decisions to accommodate, you know, like if there's four doors at the four corners, well, now yeah, if you do four doors, four corners, it's going to be up and down instead of, you know, in terms of depth.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what we've been trying to do, is we take Metroid Prime and we say, okay, what makes Metroid Prime special? What are the elements that are like important to the gameplay and to the space in particular? You know, like if you find a missile in this room, and if there's an important lore scan. And we're like, okay, let's do that as if it was a 2D Metroid room, while keeping like the flavor and the atmosphere that room had in the original Metroid Prime.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I have a question that okay. When it comes to anything that is licensed by Nintendo, and when somebody decides to use their, I feel like this is an important question. How scared are you of Nintendo ripping this from your hands? I'm not saying I want that to happen. Of course not. You guys have been working your ass off on this. But like, you've seen it in the past. Like, people make the guy that made the Mario
Battle Royale,
the Battle Royale game, was a great idea. Nintendo grabbed it and they actually even put it out on their freaking Switch. Let's talk about that real quick. It might be a sore subject, and I apologize for asking, but that's what we do here. We ask the hard hitting questions. How do you feel about that? Is it something that maybe you've spoken to Nintendo about this?
Well, it's a good question. No, we haven't spoken to Nintendo.
Not that you should. That's not what I'm getting at. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, we do talk about this a lot as a team. I mean, obviously that's sort of the central issue behind doing something like this. So first of all, we made the decision to remove Metroid from the title of the game.
It's yes. Prime 2D. That was smart. That was a
good idea.
That's a big point right there, because now nobody can confuse it. Like, you know, hey, grandma, get me, you know, this game. That won't happen. Another thing is all of our artwork, like 100% of it all, and all of the music, just all of the assets and the things that we put into the game, we have handmade.
Oh, okay.
As a team. So that's another thing. Most fan games don't normally do that. They normally like actually literally take like copy paste things from other Nintendo games. We do not do that. And so that kind of actually puts us in a relatively good place. I mean, the whole thing is like Nintendo can decide what they want, and we would honor that and respect that, of course. But it's really up to them if they want to make that call. But we're left in a relatively good place, because what that means is it's really just some of the names of things, some of the melodies within the music, even if it's completely original, like the melody, you know, would still reference that game. Some of the clear resemblances in designs of things.
Like, I mean, Samus. You know,
like the main character. Yeah. Which I call the player or the main character, but I mean, you know,
is it a he? Did you make it a he? That's what you should.
I mean, well, that's the thing, is like, we're in a good place, because if they say, hey, you should not continue this as it is, we can be like, okay, well, all of our rooms, all of the artwork, all of the designs of these areas, they're loosely inspired by the original game, but we took a lot of liberties with how things look. It really is our own original style and our own original design as a team.
You're ready to reskin. If a cease and desist comes, you're ready to reskin the game, correct?
I mean, yeah. I mean,
you have to be.
Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but I mean, yeah, we've done everything we possibly can. And you know, it's really their decision. At this point, we haven't heard anything, and we're just planning to keep moving forward, because this is the game that we all on the team want to make. So yeah.
Brilliant.
All right. So let's take it back a little bit to Inception. It's not as, I know it's not as simple as, hey, I want to do this, and then it's a big deal. Yeah. So there's some things in that I want to know. Like, I've come up with plenty of ideas. Like, hey, what if this happened in this game? What if we made a game like this? But it doesn't make the news, and it doesn't go anywhere, really. So was it a matter of you already knowing programming, or whoever can't, like the whoever came up with the idea, that the guy who's not with you or whatever, is it because you already knew people in the industry, or was there something else that made people actually give a shit about this idea to begin with? I mean, we see nothing from Nintendo and people like flip their shit, you know, but it's Nintendo. So it's kind of weird that, you know, a ragtag dude can just be like, I'm going to make Metroid in 2D. And then people are like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah, back when we were kids, that worked. If you came along with a cool idea and all the other kids thought it was cool, they'd all jump on board. But obviously nothing would happen because we were all kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, what happened with us, I think it's just a lot of luck. I think just the right people who had the right amount of passion for this kind of project all just kind of met together. Because when we restarted working on this, like, as adults for serious, back in 2017, there was only really four of us. There was a couple people that were like, yeah, okay, I'll help, but they kind of contributed like one or two things and bailed. But like, only four of us stayed, and the credits were credited as the essence, because we're the essence of the project. And there's only three of us left now of the essence, because one of our members was trying to pursue goals in real life and just didn't have the time. Which is fair, right?
That's fair. Yeah.
And we've since added a new team member, so we're back to four. So it's pretty much just been four guys making this new version, and with other contributors. Like, we have a composer who's also credited. She made really great music. And there's a couple other people. Like Matt said, we did use a couple of the old assets that were still good, or we could put in that fit well. And like he said as well, it's all custom. We didn't rip anything from any pre-existing games, none whatsoever.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's good. You have to. You got to mind the P's and Q's of Nintendo. Because as we all know, Nintendo loves to compete with themselves. They do it all the time. Like when they killed Mario this past month. I don't know if that's
actually rest in peace, Mario.
Oh, poor Mario.
Never forget.
Yeah, it's like why are you doing that? Stop. Like what? Why would you take away Mario? But anyway, that's here nor there. But anyway, there has already been a lot of people that have downloaded this, right? There was an article, I think it was on Polygon, that said there was like over 14,000. Do you guys have a new number?
I double checked this morning. Yeah. So on our forum post, like on our website, there's a click counter.
What's the website? To give us the website here.
So the website, as of this morning, it was like 39,800.
No. What is your website?
What is the website?
Yeah. Go ahead and give it. Yeah.
Yes. Prime2D.com.
Okay. Go check that out. Okay.
Yeah. The name of the game.
easy. That's about the easiest thing to do. I agree. Good idea.
Yeah, we snatched it. You know, very simple name. It worked. But yeah, so as of this morning, we were almost at 40,000 clicks on that site. But I also checked my bill report for hosting the file, which has a little bit more accurate. Because if you just go directly to the file, you won't update that click counter. And it was at like 59,790 or something like that. So we're just about to be. So we're probably currently at 60,000.
That's awesome. Good for you guys. Well, let's hope we push you guys over the 100K mark.
Honestly, like with the way like our like we try to release an April Fool's joke every year, which is part of why this came out on April Fool's Day. It was all planned to like, you know, really surprise people. Those ones. Like based on those ones, this would have been a home run if we got somewhere between 300 and 500 downloads. So all of us are just like, what happened?
Whoa. Yeah, that's great. That's got to be exciting, right? I mean, that's everything you work for. When it comes to just being an artist, you just hope one person goes, yeah, I like that, and buys it, right? Like, because that's what art is. And that's why there's so many struggling artists, because you only need one person to buy it, right? You only need one person. But in your case, the more the merrier, right? I mean, it's just PC for now, right? I say for now.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Yep. Would you be open to possibly go to console? I don't even know what the legalities are with that.
Yeah, that one's a bit of a tricky legal area.
Yeah.
Right now, so I'm the programmer, and usually when in this day and age, when you try to make a video game, you sit down and like, I want to make a new video game, you use a pre-existing game engine. So you'll find something like Unreal or Unity,
Frostbite or something like that.
Game Maker, Godot, like there's a lot of options now. I started this game engine back in 2006. And back then it made a little bit more sense to be like, oh yeah, I'll just write my own thing in C++ from scratch, whatever. And I just kept going at it. And so that's what we ended up using. So not only am I maintaining like the game and making the game, but I'm also programming like the tools underneath it. So because of that, I've done my best to use generally cross-platform like third-party tools and to make my code something that would be easy to port, but I don't have all of the tools and devices and time to actually make that happen. So for now, if it wants to be on macOS or like Linux, I've heard that it generally works well in emulators for the most part.
Okay.
So that's the story on that. I'm open to it. It just comes down to like, do I have time in the next, however many years it takes.
Very cool. Very cool. Verlaine, anything?
What is the main goal? I know you guys want to make, you know, you're making a fan game, you might be a huge fan of Metroid, but really, what is your end game with this? Do you want to see it as an actual title, as like, do you have fantasies of Nintendo picking you guys up? Do you have an idea that maybe this is just testing what you can do, and you actually have something else you want to plan that's like more of an original IP.
Is this
like
helping your resume? Is really what he's
saying. Yeah, what is, and you know, having no reason is a fine enough answer also. But I mean, you don't work on something for 17 years and keep working on it for no reason.
I think the reason is going to be different ultimately for everybody. But for me, it's just, you know, I always thought the idea was cool. And I actually met Matt through this idea, because we met, when we first met, we met each other on the forums.
As fans of Metroid.
That's right.
That's all. That is so great. That is like so grassroots. I love it. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, we and then we became friends in real life, and like we were friends since then. So at this point, because you know, as you grow up, you kind of grow apart from some of your childhood friends, and I think Matt is probably one of, if not the longest lasting friend I have now. And
that's a big title, Matt.
I always said to him, you know, hey, if you're ever making a game, you know, come get me and I'll make pixel art for you. And he took me up on that offer for a demo. He made, like he said, he would make mini games to test out his engine. They took me up on that offer a long time ago. And I helped him. And when the time came to work on P2D, he was like, hey, I think some people are actually serious about finally doing this. And I was like, I don't know, man, I don't got much time, and it's like, it's not really a smart thing to do, you know, it's a lot of effort. But then I remembered, and I was like, no, I promise. I was like, okay, I'm in, let's do it. And so we just went at it, because we just really love Metroid. It's really a thing of passion. I don't know what else to tell you.
You're fulfilling a promise.
If we
didn't like this, we wouldn't do it. It's as simple as that. It's actually, it's a lot of hard work, but it's fun.
The labor of love, man. I get it.
So you want to see an end game. You want to see a completed project and just be like, we completed this. We did this.
Yeah. Especially after releasing this demo and getting like so much love and support from everybody. It's just, you know, we've been working on this in the shadows for so long that we just wanted people to see that we were, you know, full of it. We actually have been working on this, and here it is. And it's nice that everybody really liked it.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Okay, now the big question is once you're finished with this game, because I would imagine at one point you'll be finished with it, right? I'm guessing that's not here yet, right? You guys aren't quite finished, right? Like, there's still
released is all the progress that we have made up until April 1st.
Okay. All right. Cool. So is there plans for something else in the future?
Prime 2D2.
we can rip it right off of Star Wars. Yeah.
We've had lots of discussions internally as to what we would do based on different outcomes, right? Like if we're allowed to continue the project or not. In the same form or a different form, or if we want to move on to another project, if we're not allowed to continue, or if we complete. So we have a lot of options lined up. There's nothing concrete. You know, I don't want to throw out promises into the ether. We haven't really decided yet, but we have plenty on the table. We're not short on options.
Cool.
And like you said earlier, Prime 2D, it's the first demo in itself is an excellent like resume. You just be like, look what we did, you know, and it, for Matt, it's easy. He's like, I programmed the entire thing. And for me, I'm just like, everything that has a frame of animation, I drew it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And for Andreas, all the environments and,
people just don't understand what goes into a video game and how long it takes for, you know, from the start, from the starting line to the finish line. And like, I mean, obviously it shows. You guys have been working on this for almost two decades. That's crazy to think about, but that's great. That's awesome. That means that the final, you know, once it's actually completed and done, it's going to be that much better because you guys have been working that much harder on it. It's awesome. We just talk video games. We don't create video games. We don't do anything like that. We create conversation when it comes to video games, but we just don't. So you guys are like everything that we love about the industry. Like, seriously, when it comes to, anyone that just makes a video game is very impressive, and it's just very cool to see the final piece and just to actually play it. When you guys played it, you had to be like, this we did this, we actually made this. It's just got to be a good feeling. I know there's no question there, but I was just saying,
it's really surreal, man.
Yeah,
because
you're on a podcast. I don't know.
To me, I'm just like you. Like, I don't feel like I'm a developer.
But you are, man.
I just
feel
like I'm a dude in a basement with a bunch of games on his shelf. And I know I click my mouse. But in the end, you know, we did do something cool. And it's, my name's in the credits, so obviously I worked on it.
It's even better, even though we can't pronounce it. I'm just kidding. That was a complete joke. Anything else you want to ask, Brian?
No, I'm good.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you guys want to add as far as the game goes or the future?
Well, I'll just say, thank you everybody who played this game and, you know, got through the heart of the game and enjoyed it. It's been a lot. We did not expect this much attention, but it's very reassuring, and we'll keep going at it. So.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys have been in contact with our producer, James. So, you know, keep him up to date. Let him, because, we want to keep talking about this and keep pushing it forward for you guys, because we're just as excited about it, because we just, you know, we love Metroid too. So, like, this is pretty cool. So thank you guys for taking the time to be with us.
No problem, man.
See, not too bad, right? That was easy.
Did you guys play the demo?
We haven't yet. I haven't even gotten a chance to yet. I've seen the I've watched that video that's on YouTube, I guess, that you guys put out like at least 27 times. So like I just haven't gotten a chance to play it, but I will. I promise I will.
Hope you guys like it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, on the show I will make sure I play it and I will review it for sure. So we'll let you guys know when we do that. Is that fair enough?
Prime2D.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'll download it too. I'm pretty sure my computer will be able to handle it.
Yeah. He has a terrible computer. So
you got to tell us if it's bad, eh?
I will. Yeah, no. I will. I promise. Listen to the next show and I'll either rip you a new one or stuff it.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate it. And you guys have to come back. You guys definitely have to come back on the show for the next game. That's all I want to know. So. All right, guys.
The beginning of the story.
That's right. Yeah. Back in 2004, hopefully. Right? Like, that was the beginning of the story. So.
Well, we're not finishing till like 2300. Yeah.
So. Oh, okay. Well, then you got plenty of time. You got plenty of time. So.
Back in 2004 was like the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I was going with this.
That's cool. I like it. All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Take care.
See you
later.
Dude, that was awesome. I'm so glad we got the chance to talk to those guys. That was cool. I mean, like I said, I've seen the video like hundreds of times, and yeah, I'm excited to play it. I'm definitely going to play it. I feel bad that I didn't, but I will. I'll make sure.
Metroid going to 3D is what lost me.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't into the 3D thing. Like, Metroid was one of those games that it needs to be 2D.
I think it lost a lot of people, though. Let's be honest. It really did.
Yeah, it did. It was them trying to be different, and it I don't know. It was like, I think I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the original idea was to do like they were doing with Donkey Kong and Mario, make it like a third person.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I think in the long run, I don't know, man, that might have been a little better.
I think so too. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
They went first, but whatever.
Yeah.
Metroid's cool though. I played the Game Boy one, was sweet. Like, all Metroids are sweet. Like, they were always like just so mysterious to me. Like, it was just so weird.
It was because it was different than Mario. That's what it was. You know, it was completely different. And I agree. So, all right, well, cool. Let's move on. Let's talk about what we've been playing. I know we didn't really do that because whenever we have a guest on, we always save it. So real quick, Verlaine, what did you play this week? And then we'll just
move more on. VR. I've been stuck on my PlayStation because my Xbox is dead.
Died.
Beat Saber just came out with their new update. Again, they kind of changed things around, not too much, but they added a volume 4 to the Beat Saber soundtracks. And there's, I think, 4 new songs. I only played through one, and then I started playing all the some of the older ones.
That's cool.
more Vader. I'm still plowing through. I'm at level, like, I think I made it to 43 or 44. I keep getting all the, now I have Darth Maul's saber, but
yeah, you said that last week. Yeah, yeah,
no, cool, no, but I just earned when in the movie, Obi-Wan slices it in half?
Yeah.
PS2, you get those. So you have it, but sliced in half. I'm getting, I got Ahsoka's lightsaber now, but I still, you know, I'm working towards Kylo Ren. Dude, I love that game. New enemies keep coming out. The farther you get, new enemies. It's so awesome, dude. That game is like one of my favorite VR games right now. Like it's up there.
Okay.
And then I played more Guilty Gear. Like, I don't know, man. I still don't know what's going on. The way that they have this set up is, it's kind of cool. When you play arcade mode, you know, in Mortal Kombat, you do the towers and then you get the endings for each individual as if they were the ones to beat the tournament. Like no matter who it is, like Predator, whatever, you get an ending for them. In this game, doing the arcade mode as a character, the ending of that character, I guess that whole journey is what happens before the main story. Like if you do story mode, it's a huge story. But everyone's arcade mode is a prequel, is what they were doing leading up to that moment that the story starts. So I've been just going through all these characters and dude, like this game, like I didn't even know how technical, like so many characters, the way they play is completely different. Like one person, you lay stuff down and activate it. Another person, you charge yourself up, but you could charge three different moves at once to three different levels. And everybody has a one hit kill move that you can use once per game. Like you just activate it at any point. You could be the first 3 seconds of the first match, activate it, use it, and they're dead. I don't know this game, and it's old. I'm talking about it like it's a new game.
Yeah, I know. It's good though.
It's every time I play it, it's new because everything to me is just lost in translation. The story is so weird. But the animation is gorgeous. I love how everything is just done. Like artistically, awesome. The game is perfect. It's Guilty Gear XRD Revolver. Yeah. Rev 2. So and I played a game called Kill It With Fire. It's on the Apple Arcade. I'm starting to realize Apple Arcade, you really kind of need to have a controller. The most of the games on there with the phone, unless you're doing all their plus versions of like Fruit Ninja and stuff.
Yeah.
You need to have a controller, but it's okay. It's a spider simulator game. You go around the house, you'll hear something, lift up a pillow, open a door, something, a spider will jump out and you kill it. You don't even have to use fire.
Yeah.
False advertising.
You don't even have to use fire. That's cool.
That's it. That's
cool. That's cool. All right. I did play Pac-Man 99. That's pretty fun, you know, cause I always go back to Tetris 99 and I did too. I've actually played that as well, but I played Pac-Man 99. Let me tell you, it's really fun. What was the Pac-Man game that came out that had like all the different Pac-Man games in it? It was like,
oh, I have that.
So, yeah.
The collection.
It was like the collection, the Pac-Man collection.
I have that.
It kind of has a feel of that. It's nothing is like 3D, you know, it's just the regular 2D, but it has like the multiple enemies and pretty cool. It's actually very fun.
I think it's Pac-Mania. It's what it kind of looks like. It was that top down angle kind of one. Yeah. At one point, the original one, you can actually jump.
Oh yeah, no, you can't jump.
I know you can't on this one, but yeah, on
it looks like the old school Pac-Man with the blue maze and all that. So, but no, it's fun. I was playing it and I did notice that out of any game I play on the Switch, I use the joystick so much in this game that my thumb was hurting. Like I was playing it and I was like, geez, like thumb. So like I'm hoping at some point they come out with like a Nintendo Switch joystick because that would actually be awesome and I would play the shit out of that.
I thought you were talking about the one I played, the Pac-Man Battle Royale.
Pac-Man 99.
No, but that's Pac-Man 99. The one I played on Apple Arcade is called Pac-Man Battle Royale, Party Royale or something.
Oh, I didn't realize there was one on Apple. Okay.
Yeah, So that's cool too.
That's cool. So I played that. It was fun. It's good. I'll definitely go back to play it. Hopefully they don't take it away from us like they did with Mario 35. I was like upset about that because like I love playing that. That was actually really fun.
You can't
fun.
Even buy it though. I mean,
no, it's downloaded on my Switch, but you go and hit play and it won't it says it's not there.
So what if they take all these games they took off, appear again, but you have to buy them?
Well, they say that they will come back eventually, so I don't know what that means. Whatever.
It's like, why take them off?
I don't know.
Unless they're going to charge you money.
Because like we said at the beginning of this show, Nintendo loves to compete with themselves. So, yeah, and you know that. More, probably better than most people. The other game I played is this little game. It came out last year. It's called Cyberpunk 2077. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it before.
No.
I have a big penis though. I just want to let, can I just throw that out there first? Just throw that in the world that I made sure that my dude has a big, you know, because I don't. So I was like, okay, well, this makes me feel better. Anyway. Okay. The game is weird. It's actually kind of cool. I'm like weirdly into it.
If it worked though, that's how I felt. Like I wanted to keep going, but it's like, dude, it's like running up a fucking mountain.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Because there is a lot of sitting and waiting and listening. And I know you by far hate that. That's why you're into like multiplayer games. So me, on the other hand, I don't mind that as much as long as the storyline is something that I'm into, obviously. You know what? And I'm into it. I don't know how much I don't know if I'm going to complete this game. Obviously, when it comes to other games, I'm like, I'm totally going to complete it. No problem. And I do it. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to complete this game. The load times are pretty bad. That I think that first and foremost, that's the kind of like the roughest part of it. Because I'm still playing on Xbox One S. So, I mean, it's good. It's fun. I haven't really gotten into like battling people, like shooting people. It's like, I'm walking around and I have a gun and I'm like ready to shoot, but there's like no one to shoot.
What is your starting?
Oh,
where did you start?
It was the selection all the way to the right. And I can't remember what
it is. Wasteland, city or business?
I don't remember.
I started business. I'm a businessman and I decide to like, I was getting fired or something. And then there's the one where you start in the wasteland. And then there's one where you start in the, like in the city, like you're in the, like all the commercials and stuff
I think that's where I started. That actually sounds right. Yeah. That's
because like you would know, like I started in the business and I had to do something. My boss made me do something I didn't want to do. And it was pretty much kill someone. And if I didn't kill that person, he was going to kill me. And it was all legit. Like it could happen. Like,
okay.
And I did get to a gun part, just once, but then that's when I realized my controls had to be fucking tweaked.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you're going to keep playing?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm totally going to keep playing it. I don't, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to finish it, though. But yeah, no, I mean, so far it's fun, I guess. It's just like when it comes to the load time, it's really, you know, it's kind of rough. Not gonna lie.
I was into the story, and if the game worked, I would have played it. But there was just just in the amount of time I played, there was so much. And then I'm starting to dislike games that I have to tweak the controls to shoot when I'm on playing on a system or a console. I don't think that should be such a huge thing. Like it's almost like you could tell it was made for the mouse keyboard connectivity. I don't know. I don't like that. It's just such a hassle. And the game, like, I mean, it's like you were saying, it gives you all these crazy like ways to just things to do in general, but ways to modify yourself, your penis size.
Yeah, so
maybe if they didn't have that in there, because look, if they're doing that, then you know that even though you're not seeing a penis, they programmed one under your pants. That is just resources that are being sucked up to control your penis from clipping out of your pants the entire game.
Yep, it's true.
So it's those overambitious things that, at least for me, because I was playing on the original Xbox. So I was getting locked in conversations, like where I was like, I can't even get out of this. Like the guys I'm in that, you know, that you see the guy on the top left corner, like who's talking on the
phone. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't get out of the limo. It wouldn't trigger anything for me. So I had to like embrace the glitch. And I started like going through my menus, triggering different things, and eventually got out of it. But it happened a lot. I'd run and end up somewhere like I wasn't supposed to be, stuck inside of a wall, like,
yeah,
really weird.
Yeah,
but dude, like, yeah, the idea is there, but they
so good. Yeah,
even starting out with three different origins, like give us one. Like,
I know.
Like, that's what's breaking the game.
I would have been fine with one. Yes. Like that. Most games have one. I get like you said, it's ambitious and they want to do that different thing. They want to stand out. I get it. But yeah,
that was another one of those games where I was trying to be like a dick and like do things against it. And it kept the text would keep bringing me around where I didn't really have a choice. At certain times where they're saying that I have a choice. But yeah, I mean, that's Cyberpunk, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
so yeah, I
hope you do keep playing
it. Yeah, and I'm only like an hour and a half, 2 hours into it. So I got to keep going. And I know as far as this game goes, that is scratching the surface.
Yeah.
So I got a lot more to get into. And I will talk about it as the weeks go. Don't you worry about that. So, okay. Real quick, I will say, Mike, you know, our lead contributor on the website, Mike, gamefixshow.com, he puts out a thing called the Retro Reboot. And this week, he is reviewing another retro game, which is why he does that. And it is for Metal Gear Solid on PlayStation. Now there's a reason, that he did that, because obviously, you know, last month he did a bunch of wrestling games because WrestleMania was this past weekend. So he wanted to do something. He's going to review Metal Gear Solid. Now, the reason why I say there's something going on is apparently there's a rumor happening right now that Konami is the IP of Metal Gear Solid is being licensed out by Konami. Right now, at least that's the rumor going on. So could there be a new Metal Gear Solid in the future? Is this something we need? And when it's not with Kojima, is that, or do we need to just get away from Kojima? I think that's a better question.
Look at so that doesn't necessarily have to mean that they're saying, hey, we want somebody else to make a Metal Gear Solid. That means that they don't, I mean, that, all right. What I'm thinking is that they don't, and they have nothing right now to do with Metal Gear Solid, but they want to. That's their IP. That is what keeps them around. So by saying, hey, we're going to let our license out, you get games like Revengeance. You know, you get games like Metal Gear Solid blank, you know, Resident Evil blank. Like, you're not getting a game that's going to be core, but you're getting something that will suffice. And that's kind of what Revengeance did. Different game, not tied at all to it, you know, but the title's there, you know, it had the feel. I want to say it used the same game engine. It felt kind of Metal Gear-ish.
It did use the same game engine, although, you know, when it came to Solid Snake, he was more like, you know, shoot, more of a gun thing, you know, and obviously with that, it's more swordplay. So I think that was the biggest difference, but there was Metal Gear in it. Like, there was actually the Metal Gear in it. You know, there is somewhat of a relation, but obviously Metal Gear Revengeance is more like anime.
And Final Fantasy does the same thing.
You'll get
main Final Fantasy games, but in the meantime, you'll get like Tactics and all the other the games that. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm.
It's just a rumor.
Metal Gear Solid was the last one that I played. The one that I played all the way through.
Oh, I love that game. It was so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Snake.
Konami and rumors. It's like.
Now you know.
I don't know, man. Like, it's like they do. It's like a rumor company. Do they even exist anymore? they don't even exist anymore.
It's just some guy in his basement going, "Oh, what can I make up this week?" Yeah,
mommy. In the next Wrestle game.
Yeah, it's just one of those things we're gonna have to wait for. But yeah, we'll see what comes of that. Now, here's another game. When it comes to Sony Bend, the developers of Days Gone. They did a one-time pitch for sequel to Days Gone 2, and according to a report, they have pulled that. They are no longer moving forward with a Days Gone 2. The rumor is that they are now tasked working on a new Uncharted title. Okay, so I guess that means, and yes, that's true, they have partnered up with Naughty Dog to work on the multiplayer game part of it, I guess. Is that right? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Naughty Dog will be supervising the whole thing. But yeah, Yeah, I mean, that's great. We definitely could use a new Uncharted. The last Uncharted kind of ended with an open-ended story, you know, so more could happen. Open-ended as far as his child. So I guess we could do something with that. Although that totally sounds like they're going to kill off his friend when I say that. Do you think we need a new Uncharted? I mean, I think we're there.
Well, with the movie being made, the smartest thing they could ever do is, yeah, put a game out either before or after,
Sully,
whether it's tied in or not.
I forgot to say his name.
The multiplayer part, I mean, I played the multiplayer part of Uncharted more than I played the single player game.
Sure. Well, you're a multiplayer guy. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but in games like that and like Tomb Raider and even some would argue Aliens Colonial Marines, being given the responsibility to make a multiplayer version or just a multiplayer add-on is just that. It's filler. It's a throwaway. And it's usually not that great. It's just like just a means to have it in the game. I mean, if you've played any of them, it's like, hey, this is neat for a little bit, and then it just goes nowhere. There's no leveling up. Like, you do what you do, you get good, and then you stop playing. If it was sweet, because, I mean, they have the IP there. They have a lot of the good mechanics, like the climbing and stuff and the killing, that weird magic stuff that they use in some of them. Like, they could make it good, but, I mean, I would honestly, in this case, be more interested in the actual game, like what they're gonna do, especially with the controversy of the last one. Shit, they could do this like Indiana Jones, and it doesn't need to be a sequel. This could be just another adventure that happened between the first and second, or the second and third.
I agree.
I mean, it's something that I think they need to do, mainly because the movie's coming out, and at this point with Microsoft buying up all these companies, they need to up their exclusive games. Like, they need to get Days Gone, like, that was just an underground thing. Like, it's the smartest thing they could have done was do that. That's what Blizzard does. Yeah. Like, you know, don't cancel Days Gone. Don't fire the, like do that. I think it's a good move. I think it's good.
Okay. All right. I think I'm with you on that. I would say, Uncharted is such a, it's at this point, it's kind of a juggernaut, because like now we're getting an Uncharted movie. So like there is a lot going for it. At this point, obviously, you know, we're not going to have the original writer of the original three Uncharted, because, well, four wasn't even written by the original. So, yeah. Like, and it was still pretty good. Like, I enjoyed the fourth one. So I'm optimistic, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see how they do that. You know, at this point, it was just announced that they're doing it. So which means they're at square one. So we'll see. We'll see. Probably the next 2 years. You know, nothing even next year. So, you know. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll release it with the Uncharted 2 movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's going to be an Uncharted 2 movie. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, what? What do you know? I don't know that. So, PlayStation, they're not stopping there. They're actually doing a remake of a PlayStation 4 game.
Nice.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's what we got to do. Yeah, they're going to remake The Last of Us.
Part one?
Yep.
For the final. On PlayStation 3?
That is 3. I apologize.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, it's pretty
soon.
That
is 100% a game that you don't touch. That is a game that's like so long. Why would you even exhaust resources redoing such a big game, such a classic game, and a game that has one sequel?
Yeah,
like you could just make sequels.
Well, if you remember in 2014, for the PlayStation 4 release, there was a remaster of The Last of Us.
So they remastered it, and now they're gonna remake it.
I guess so. Because like remaking is like starting from scratch, but doing the same thing, right? Doing this like the same
kind of. I mean, it depends on the company. Like Final Fantasy, that is the best remake anyone could have, because it's the same game but completely different. So again, like you can keep the story and make the game completely the way you play it different. Yeah. But this is a game that's too new for that shit. Like it'll work on Final Fantasy because it was turn-based and they didn't have the ability to do this. But Uncharted is already a third person. You do whatever the hell you're doing now, just with better graphics. So then
it's another Naughty Dog. But you know, it's funny because when it comes to Naughty Dog, you never really hear anything like, these guys like CD Projekt Red or something like that, right? Like it's usually pretty squeaky clean, and they always come out with some pretty good games. So I mean, this is definitely a Sony move.
They have to keep doing it because Sony doesn't allow fucking backwards compatibility.
Right.
They keep taking the abilities to they just shut down the PlayStation 3 and PSP. They're about to shut down the digital stores. They're like almost doing all they can to stop you from transferring them and making you buy the game again.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because then they got to pay the royalties for everybody involved in the game. Maybe even bring them in for more like voice work, graphic work. I mean, if one artist has worked and this is their art and their style, you can't just have anyone come back and bring the same guys.
I agree.
You bring the same, like, hey man, I mean, they have their reasons, but I mean, again, it's just people would rather a sequel. Like, even if they're children that have never been exposed to it, then guess what, PlayStation? Here's an idea. You want money from this game again. You don't want to keep giving the game out for free after once. Then keep releasing your fucking PlayStation 3s then, because then they have to buy those consoles to play the games. Like, there you go. Then we can get the sequels and you guys can still make the money, because then they're like, I want to play the first one. Oh, I don't have a PlayStation 3. I can go buy one.
Yeah. I actually disagree with that. I don't think you should keep selling PlayStation 3s.
Well, of course you can't do that. But yeah. The point is classics are classics. If I want to play fucking Adventure, I'm going to have to get my hands on an Atari 2600.
Sure.
It's not going to be a hard deal. It's not going to be a big deal. But the fact is that let people do that. Like, yeah. I mean, do whatever you want. It's just
do whatever you want. I mean, what they need, and yeah. the storyline is there to fill the gap of Ellie and Joel, you know, the two main characters in The Last of Us, the first one. Like there was a time where, you know, Joel got old. You know what I mean? And Ellie grew up. Yeah. Right. So they need to fill that gap in, I think. And they could totally do it. There's nothing nothing is stopping them. Obviously, the only thing we know is none of them will die because of the Last of Us Part Two. But so I don't know. I to me, that's what they need. They need to come out with some. It could be a DLC. I don't know, but maybe
fan, like if you are a true fan and you're like, dude, I just got this completed the second one. You know, they have this whatever that expansion pack.
Yeah, right.
Is. But then, like, then you find out, hey, you know, they're making another one, but it's a remaster of the first. It's a remake of the first one, which they just remastered and you can access already. Like, as a fan, you should be like, why? Like, why?
Why
not
that?
Make another? Like, I'd rather have another one. Like, if my favorite music artist was like, hey, we're doing another album. It's a remake of the first one, but all with, like, I don't know, an extra piano or something. Like, I'd be kind of like, why not just make a new album?
Yeah.
But,
yeah, whatever.
Maybe this is something that the movie we just talked about, the movie is going to be made, right? They're making a movie of The Last of Us.
As far as I know. Actually, it might be a series.
The series.
Yeah, I think it's
making
a series.
Yeah. I mean, again, you put this out at the right time, then there you go. I mean, I think The Witcher 3 only did super better because it was very close to the coattails of The Witcher 3 game. Like, just the announcement of the movie, the announcement of Cavill saying, I want to be The Witcher. Like, that was right after the game was made. So it was fresh in everybody's heads and they wanted to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All these remakes and someone come up with an original idea. I guess they kind of did, right? It's called Deathloop. But that game is being pushed back. We're getting a delay on this game. And it is now pushed back to September. My bad. It was supposed to come out May 21st. So we were supposed to get it next month. Now we're not going to get it until September 14th. The statement they've put, it says, we made a decision to delay the launch of Deathloop September 14th, 2021. We're committed to quality and preserving our team's ambitions for Deathloop while ensuring the health and safety of everyone at Arkane. We'll be using this extra time to accomplish our goal, create a fun, stylish, and mind-bending player experience. We apologize for the extended wait, and thank you, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Dude, we heard this. exact thing. And then I was like, what do you mean you're going to create a better player experience? Haven't you already been doing that?
Yeah, what have you been doing before?
This is when you decide to do it a month after before release. You're like, all right, time to get that experience polished up.
Well, I got to say, up until this article that I read, I was very, very, very pro Deathloop.
Game looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks great, right? Like, I was ready to pre-order it. Like, that's where I was. Like, I was about to pre-order it. Because, like, it was for sale on the PlayStation Store. They every once in a while, they give you, like, a discount on a new game. You know, you get that, like, $5 or $6 off or whatever it is, you know, just to kind of get in. And I thought, I was like, oh, okay, I could save a couple of dollars if I just get it now. Now I'm, like, really glad I didn't. Because this puts a bad taste in my mouth. You know what I mean? And it's just unfortunate because obviously, you know, everyone was waiting for that May 21st date to be here. And that was very soon. And now we're not going to get it for a few more months. And it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, we just pushed it back a week or something like that. Like it would push back a week. Okay, that's fine. That could be just some little tweaks. No big deal. But pushing it back
4 months,
4 or 5 months. I mean, that's kind of a big deal, no?
So everybody knows, it's not like we're just hearing a delay and immediately hate the game. For me, it's the fact that, okay, the game's delayed, we all know that. But to use that canned answer, we're doing it to make the game better and blah, 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 like, you're not doing it to make the game better. You're doing it to make the game playable. Because if the game's already out, release it. You know what makes games better? They're called fucking updates. They happen all the fucking time. Release the goddamn game. Or give us a good fucking reason why it's not coming out. Like, hey, sorry, guys. With COVID, we are having a hard time getting together. Or, hey, you know, things didn't work out the way we want. We're trying to fix something that's not kind of where we want it. Give us a little bit. But we just want everybody to be happy and our workers to be happy and the game to be the best that we can give. Like, that's a fucking given. That's why you're in the business making games, not to put out shit and then decide, maybe we won't put out shit this time. You know what? Push it back so this cannot be shit. That's where I'm at. Like, just be straight with us or just say the game was delayed and don't say anything.
Yeah,
just don't say anything.
Yes.
Just game's not coming out. Sorry, guys. Give us 4 months. We'll be back. Release the game, release it in its perfection, and then tell us why it was late. Because otherwise, people will still hang on. And even if I have to wake up every day because I pre-ordered and be like, oh, when am I going to get it? The fact is, I'm not thinking that anything. I have no opinion on why. I just know that it's not coming until then.
Right.
It could be a great reason. You guys could be adding awesome shit to it. Especially with what goes on nowadays with delays and cancellations and all this, it's like, just don't say anything.
Yeah. I agree.
But the game, I mean, Fanoy's part, he's the guy character.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah.
So like that's we've had Fanoy on multiple podcasts that we've had.
Yeah, we should we'll definitely have him on before that game for sure. We need to get him back on. It's been like 2 years since we've had him on. We definitely need to get him.
Well, I mean, Telltale folded. And that's where he was he was like the Telltale dude. Him and Adam.
It's true.
What's his name? The Wolf Among Us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't remember his name. Yeah. But yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Harrington.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? What I do know is we actually had an interview with a speedrunner a few years back. Do you remember this?
Yeah, Darbian.
Darbian. Yeah, you remember Darbian. It was a great interview, right? Like, I mean, he got through, he sped run through Super Mario Brothers in like, I don't know, 4 minutes and 56 seconds or something like that.
He was the world record holder.
He was a world record holder, and he was a world record holder for a while. Yeah. Up until last week. Right? Hmm. Is this last week? Where is that what it is? Cosmic D12? Is that who I'm looking at? Wait, is this? Oh. Never mind.
What?
I read this. No, this is an old article. Okay, all right. No. That's on me.
But is that the one? Because there was a guy who just did, right? It even mentions how Darbian was and what this guy did was because they have programs.
Because it says Darbian did it in 2016. Now this happened in 2018. We just never talked about it.
Oh,
so I guess we could say
on that one.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, but he did it in 4 minutes 55 seconds 0.96. which he only shaved a few like tenths of a second.
He did it,
right?
Because see, like they make these programs.
I apologize. I'm embarrassed.
The program will kind of like using the program of the game will pretty much make the game automatically play the perfect speed run, the fastest it can go.
Yeah.
Doing shit that like no human could do, because some of the moves just you can't do it. But I guess this guy was watching one of these programs. It's the simplest term and I can't remember it, but the speedrun program. And he was like, I can do that. And he just kept trying the exact same thing that the computer was doing to do that speedrun, because that speedrun was beating Darbyans. So he's like, all I got to do is match the computer. And that's what he did, which works. Some games you can't do that. It's humanly impossible. Like there was a drag racing game that some dude was like the world record holder, and they found out that humanly you cannot push the button that fast,
right,
in order to reach that speed. There's a lot of Mario 3 runs that are only computers. I mean, you see the guys just it's crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's still Super Mario Brothers, and there's still people that will dedicate their whole lives to this.
Yeah.
The Mexican runner, I think watch him all the time.
Well, he did it first.
Well, remember, he does Battletoads.
Yeah, but he did it. Well, he did it for Mario, I think, before Darby. We talked about that.
He actually, when I last watched him, which was like 5 years ago, he was playing every Nintendo game, but he was letting his viewers decide the next game.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't repeat the games. He was going to play every single game. And I don't know if he was speed running them or if he was just playing completely through them. That guy was crazy awesome.
Anyway. Let's stop Epic Games. Excited about that? Epic Games is bleeding money. Okay, they are bleeding money, and I'm talking like they nick their finger or something like this. Like they're seriously, they are like draining blood. Like
this,
wow.
It goes with what we're saying, man.
Yeah. So Epic is going to lose at least $330 million. As a result of all the Epic Game Store exclusives and the whole free games that they have on their Epic server, I don't know, whatever, they're competing against Steam. That's really, at least that's what they're trying to do. They have spent more than $444 million on grabbing up exclusives, free games for the store, you name it. But you know, after all said and done, they're going to lose upwards to about $330 million because of this. And when it comes to the CEO, Tim Sweeney, he's actually kind of excited about it.
He would be.
Is this a great financial situation for Epic Games?
No.
That was the most obvious answer ever.
On paper, it looks like a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can coerce some people to do it, but what's going on is this idea came to fruition a long time ago, and it's been a long time, and it's still not where it's supposed to be. You're losing 300. So this is pretty much all in. And this is a battle that they will not win. I mean, look, what's the biggest library in the world? Who gives a shit? It's a fucking library. I can go down the street to the public library. Fact is, if I want to start a library in my room and compete with the library,
I would imagine, right? The biggest library in the world is in Washington, D.C.
Okay. So look, it doesn't even matter because so you have the library, all right? And then you have me, and I'm like, I'm going to start my own fucking library. Yeah. And the way I'm going to do it, obviously, I'm not going to write all my own books. I'll write a couple, but all the new books that come in, I'm going to buy all of them. I'm going to have exclusive rights to them. Fine. Everybody to read these books has to come to me, and I make money off it, except I'm not making enough money to pay for the rights that I just bought.
Yeah.
So I'm giving them $10 million for the rights, but I'm only making $5 million because it was a stupid book to begin with, but I'm an idiot. I don't play games. I'm just an idiot. In the meantime, the library is still getting all these fucking free books and all this shit. And I'm sitting here trying to compete with them. It won't happen. You could buy every fucking right to every fucking game from here to the end of time. You're not going to beat Steam.
No.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, it's too late, right? It's too late.
So they're doing all this, and it makes sense why Fortnite has all of these fucking like cameos and all these rights to the X-Men and stuff, because this company is like, they think that they're going to do the all big thing. Like, if people see us with all this, we'll make more money.
Yeah.
Except you won't. because they didn't think that through. Like, you can't do this. They're buying the rights to games and then giving them free on the Epic launcher. Right. Where do you make the money off? Advertising? Like,
I don't know.
Really, people only go to that launcher once to get the game, right? I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and they deserve it. And they're saying that they'll make the money back in like 15 years or some shit. Yeah, good luck keeping the investors for that long. This is just...
Well, Apple says that Epic lost $181 million on the Epic Games Store in 2019. Projected a loss of $273 million. That's where last year. And projected to lose another $139 million this year.
Now, see, this whole situation, you know, this came from them thinking that they were bigger than Apple, and this court case resulted in them having to disclose finances.
Yep.
And because they did, this is what we see. And because of this, Apple can say, this is not even a good company. No wonder why they were being skeevy and tried to get money, because look at them.
Yeah.
Of course they have no right on our store. This isn't a good, and really, if you want to look at finances, because a lot of times that's all you look at. It doesn't matter what the hell's going on, like the money. And all they can show is losing it.
Yep.
That's it. So, I mean, they're kind of like screwed, I think. I think this could be the bigger than they wanted. They should have just shut the fuck up and just dealt with not being on Apple, because this is shit that can bury them. And
bury them just by investors
bailing out. If the investors are gone, and then all these... I don't know. It's not, leave this shit to Microsoft. Microsoft buys entire companies. Epic is just buying the rights to their dumb little games. They're still not going all. So they're not even going big.
No.
They're just going to be going home.
Yeah. Tim Sweeney, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
Just focus on Fortnite.
I know. Like, that's your moneymaker. Why? Like, what are you doing, man? I don't even know. Whatever.
Then they have Borderlands 3, right?
What, Epic?
Yeah, for exclusive on their launcher.
Oh, yeah.
What are the games? I almost want to say most of the games on their launcher aren't really as successful as they should have been.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I can't definitely say that, but...
There was another one. Control. That was another one that was on
Control, right?
Yeah.
And then so they bought the exclusives to the PC version,
which they paid $10.5 million for. That,
right. Okay. So in that case, thank you, Epic, because that's probably why Xbox and PlayStation both get it for free.
Yeah.
They're like, these guys just fucking paid $10 million so we can all play it for free, and they have to still charge their people.
Yeah.
Do they charge them?
Yeah. I would.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't think it's free.
No.
Thank you, Epic.
Well, there you have it. Good job, Epic. We love talking about your shortcomings.
So crazy.
We are big fans of that. Activision. Let's go to this. Activision is involved with a trademark dispute with a web game called Warzone.
They didn't do research?
Whatever. Well, what do they care, right? Like, they're way bigger than this small, this tiny little browser-based game called Warzone, which has no similarities, which is why this might be kind of thrown out, right? Like, and I'm kind of hoping
Warzone's like a noun.
Okay.
I mean, you can maybe trademark it as a certain type, but Warzone, it's not like a word. You can't just go and register that as a word, as a name.
Oh, so Apple has to stop using that then, right?
No, I can I can come out with something and call it Apple. I just can't have a telephone and call it Apple. So, but if Apple called their thing Microsoft, I can't go around saying, hey, check out my Microsoft.
Yeah.
Like, there would be an issue if I came out with something and called it Microsoft, even if it was a calculator and not a computer. But in the term of Warzone, I'm just saying, similar to what you're saying, it doesn't really matter, because even this word, it's not like Black Ops 3, whatever. Like,
which would be obvious, right? Right. Yeah.
Even Battlefield, shit, no. So I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's... I don't even see how they would even be in a dispute for this, unless this web-based dude's just like, came up with it first, but...
I mean, game's been out longer than that, but... But you can, has it been out that long? I don't know exactly how long it's been out. But if you want to check it out, it's warzone.com. And you can play the other Warzone game until they have to change their name, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think nothing'll happen.
Probably not. Activision sent a cease and desist okay. So Warzone was first. Oh, okay. There you have it. They're going to have to change their name for sure. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, then again, they own warzone.com. So that's a pretty good website. Identifiable, right? Yeah, I don't know. All right. Are you good? We'll talk some movies and some the Bucky and Sam fan jam.
Okey-doke.
Real quick, Netflix has secured an exclusive deal to stream Spider-Man movies and PlayStation adaptations, which include Ghost of Tsushima. I guess that's good, right? So, I mean, we'll get... we're not exactly sure exactly how many Spider-Man movies will be in Netflix, but they are saying it will include the upcoming Morbius movie and the development in development of the Venom sequel.
I bet it'll probably be all of Sony's for a limited time, like just all the Maguire ones, the Garfield ones, because it's all Sony, and that's probably to counteract, because where are they? Like, they might as well pick the next big thing to Disney. I mean, that's cool. I mean, at least they didn't go with some fucking like Prime or, you know, like, not, no offense to Prime, but like something that some people don't really have, which they could have. Sure. That could have been a serious subscribing way, you know, like.
I'm actually really surprised they didn't go with HBO Max, but.
That would have. That would have been one, but they're doing their little weird thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So yeah, that's exciting. That's something to like reinstate Netflix for.
Yes.
Especially the new stuff, because I mean, we've got the Marvel stuff, but
nice. Just to throw that out there. And real quick, we didn't even talk about it last week. It kind of fell through the cracks. We apologize. But Marvel, or Disney, I guess in this case, put out the video, the trailer for Loki, upcoming show. Okay. So let's talk about the trailer. I'm confused. I don't know what the hell's going on. Apparently I'm not really that deep into the comic books, but apparently there is an organization that controls time. I didn't know that. I thought that was just a Doctor Strange thing.
Well, they have it in Rick and Morty too. Like, if that's true. Talking with time,
time, that's right.
Police come, the testicle guys. Dude, I think the show is going to be great.
I hope so.
Like, because it's going to be all about, it's going to be time. It's going to be time travel. What was his mission? They're using him to do something now.
Because he you know, skewed the timeline.
That's right. He has to go back and fix it all. Yeah. And it just made tons of different branches. Dude, I think with this show, we are going to see a lot of cameos, brief cameos, maybe one episode cameos, where the whole episode is going to be like, boom. And we're going to be like, I remember that happening. I didn't know he was there. You know, like things that we thought happened.
That's a good point.
Dude, this could spawn things like, you know, Jane getting the hammer, like things that he's done could alter time like that, like Marty did. So now he has to go back and fix all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure the end will probably be another reenactment of that same fucking elevator scene.
Oh yeah.
He's gonna stop himself from getting the cube and taking it in the first place. Everyone else has to, because Marvel reenacts, they refilm shit. They're not gonna just, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna need to. There's Frank Grillo's. No, he's not in that. Wait, yeah, he is. He is in that scene.
Absolutely, he's in that scene.
Fourth or fifth appearance. If that happens.
Yeah, yeah. I think fifth. I think fifth. Yeah, I think.
I think really Loki, I think, is going to be the best that they have so far. I think it's going to be funny. It's got everything. I mean, it's got what we know of Marvel.
Yeah.
Like of like the ending of Marvel's, like the Last Guardians, the last Thor, like that humor. Yet it's just totally like just badass.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in Owen Wilson, what his character actually does. I haven't so looked weird. Him up. I haven't done anything. Just the fact that he's just going to be his buddy. Man.
I'm sure he's going to say, wow, a lot. Wow.
Wow.
That's,
wow. Wow.
yeah. All right. Are you good? Are you ready? Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bucky and Van. I fucked it up. It's the Bucky and Sam Van Jam. Okay, so we're going to talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier. If you haven't seen episode 4, this is the time to turn this off. I hate yep. telling people to turn it off, but, you know, we want to do you guys a solid. So, okay. Blood on the Shield. So I'm going to Tarantino you on this episode. Let's go to the end. Obviously, you know, we have the new Captain America, Russell. What's Walker?
John Walker.
His name is Wyatt Russell. Yeah, but he's, you know, in the movie or the show, John Walker. Obviously, stuff happens. We'll get to it, but he chases out one of the Flag Smashers, one of the guys from the Flag Smasher, and he smashes him. Pretty much, with the edge of his shield, it had the feeling of when Iron Man, Captain America, and Bucky all fought during Civil War, and we had the same look of Captain America about to pretty much kill Tony Stark. I mean, he could have. There was no doubt; like he could have killed Tony Stark.
I remember, that movie came out.
Yeah, but
there were rumors like one of them was going to die. In that moment, right. You're like, Tony's about to die. Yeah. Captain's going to kill Tony.
Yeah. And
I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
When I saw this.
But obviously, there were shades of that because, you know, it showed that Steve Rogers had a conscience and, you know what I mean? Like he, so when he came down, instead of hitting him in the face, which he could have done easily, he hit him in the chest, which broke the power unit or whatever in the Iron Man suit. I digress. Anyway, in this case, he's not wearing a suit, the guy that he kills, and he pretty much kills him with the shield. Okay, so we got that, and that was weird, and that was unsettling. I think it's probably the most blood I've seen in any Marvel, right? Any MCU. Name a scene that had more blood than that.
Human blood.
Yeah. Right. Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, yeah. Probably. Red blood. Yeah, in this case.
Yeah.
So we see that. Okay, let's go back. I just wanted to get that first. But if we go back, we talk about the leader. The Carly, right? Is that her name? Carly. Or whatever.
Yeah.
She. Well, at one point, she actually called up Sam's sister and. Yeah, that was kind of fucked up, right? Where it was just like, you know, we need you to do this, but like pretty much calling her out, which was kind of scary. You know, Sam Wilson's not really into that. That's kind of shitty. I would agree. But with that scene, we also figured out that she has more of the super soldier serum. Or is it serum or it's serum? Sure. Why not? And obviously eventually they're going to use more, but we get the scene, with Zemo, finding her, shooting her. He's the only one that got a shot on her.
No,
you notice
man. That?
That
was great.
He's the only one that did. And then once she was down, he noticed that the super soldier serum is there, which is funny because like, as much as we think Zemo is not on our side, we keep seeing shades of Zemo being on our side.
But
right?
See, I knew he was going to destroy it because
he said he destroyed
all the super soldiers once he had Bucky. So he doesn't want the shit to exist.
No, and which is rightfully so. It shouldn't exist, but it does, unfortunately. So he destroyed all of the vials except for one. And guess who found it?
Hell yeah, who I knew would find it and fucking use it.
So we got John Walker and, you know, obviously the one scene where it showed him grab that, like, bolt, that bar, and just bend it in half.
Remember,
and
he
were just like,
shield.
Yeah.
The shield first into the wall. Like, he just tossed it to the light, and it just went into the wall, like, cracked everything.
Like, whoa, like, how did that even happen? Yeah.
It was so
and we were like,
awesome.
Oh,
like, I loved it.
Yeah, it's good. And you could see that, you know, they even mentioned it when it came to, like, you know, how will it affect you mentally? You know, and it's like, you know, if, you know, Captain Rogers used it, he's so good that it amplified his good. So if you're bad, it's going to amplify your bad. So in this case, obviously the new Captain America isn't the he's not the American all-American guy that we all think he should be as far as Captain America goes. And you know, it shows he has like a 5 o'clock shadow. He just looks like dirty. He looks like he is going through a lot, right? Because he is trying to prove that he is like Captain America, right? But the scene that made him, I'm guessing it's the scene that made him really decide to take it, is when he went up against all of the Wakandans.
Yeah.
And he couldn't take them down. And he even said, what was the quote?
He said, like,
they're not even super soldiers. Yeah. So that made him,
like,
and we were like, yeah, we know.
I'm on his side, dude. Like, everything he's done has been validated. Yeah, everything he's done can be
validated, but okay.
He's fighting bad guys.
Yeah.
He's fighting bad guys. He took the serum. He came face to face with the Falcon and didn't try beating his ass for anything. Any of the insults, they still immediately joined teams. He was fighting like normal with them. And until they killed his partner,
I was a little sad. I was a little sad about that. I was
the
like,
same,
oh, really?
It's the same as Rogers when they were threatening Bucky. He turned.
Yeah.
He was about to kill Tony. He was willing to fight everyone for Bucky, his best friend. Now, you cannot wrong this dude. Plus, they want to spin it like the guy who he killed was like, dude, it was a fucking super soldier affiliated with terrorists. Like, your fucking problem. He deserved it. And the worst that's going to happen is, dude's not going to be Captain America anymore.
Well,
they're going to take his shield.
And I think that's where it's going to happen, because obviously he did it in front of like hundreds of people, which they all took out their cameras or their phones and started recording him. Ooh, that's rough.
Still a terrorist. I think that he's, the worst thing that's going to happen is, so we want these guys to have the shield back. And we're like, oh, they're going to take the shield, steal it. Dude, it's going to come to like, here's the shield back. They're just going to give it back to him because they're going to strip dude from it.
Yeah. They're going
to, I don't think he's going to, nothing's going to happen. I think he's still going to be US agent. He's still going to be a super soldier. He's still going to be a good guy.
Well, I mean, he's still going to be a super soldier. You can't really take that away from him at this point.
I don't think he's going to get in a lot of trouble because he killed a terrorist. And even though he can't do that as Captain America, he was a soldier. He was attacked. People killed his partner. I mean, like, it's not like he went in a rage. Like, he did.
I mean, he definitely went into a rage.
But his partner died. Look at Tony Stark. When he found out that Bucky killed his parents, he went in a rage. And he's supposed to be a hero.
Sure.
So it's like, I hope they address that. And I know that everybody that watches it is like, ooh, this guy. And that's what they want. But I think it's going to turn out differently.
Yeah.
We still have to fucking deal with the power broker, because now they're fucked. That Carly chick, which I don't even like as a leader. Because if I was a super soldier and then some 20-year-old was a super soldier, like, okay, we're equal. Why am I listening to you again?
Right.
Is it that time of the month? Or like, why?
Stop.
I don't get it.
Stop. Yeah. I don't even know. First of all, we don't know who the power broker is. We have no idea.
They're going to kill him. Fisk.
It's Fisk. Oh, you think it's Fisk?
I'm saying it's Fisk.
I don't know about that. That's cool though. That would be cool. What other scene did you like that you want to talk about?
I like the when he was fighting the Wakandans when the Winter Soldier was, they have the little fail safe for if he gets a little fucking out of hand.
Yeah.
However, now that he knows that, instead of being bummed out and weirded, all he's got to do is wear like a little shoulder pad over that joint and they can't touch the buttons. A little leather, like.
Is he going to do that though? You say that like he's going to do that. I don't know.
He should. I would.
Yeah.
But it was a cool little fail safe.
Yeah.
But hey, dude, like, whatever. Those Wakanda people, I mean, come on. Reason much?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they want the guy that killed their king.
They want Zemo.
That's a pretty big deal. You can't really blame them for that.
Right.
Because
you would look like an enemy, a friend of the enemy.
And as far as they know, Zemo is sitting in a jail cell rotting away, right? So the fact that he's out and about, they're like, okay, we want him now. You know what I mean? Like, he shouldn't be out and about. Obviously, they're probably just going to put them in their prison, right? And good luck escaping that one. Although, man, he escaped so easily, didn't he? It was just like, that was the last episode. But yeah, that was... Anyway, I digress. There's so much going. Obviously, I'm guessing the next episode will start about what is going to happen with John Walker and where he falls as far as Captain America. Obviously, because of all these people that caught him doing some pretty heinous things. One heinous thing where he smashed some guy's head. In the whole entire time, I'm thinking that's Captain America's shield.
He had to. The dude's a super soldier, so like, hit just punch. He couldn't punch him to death. They're like kind of equal.
Yeah.
I think they're all going to get in trouble for it, which puts them in the forest. It puts them in the forest. Him giving the shield back. Him going on his way. And them going on theirs. But this episode again, kind of ended with the intro to one character, and that was the new John Walker being evil, and it ends. So we got another new character and a show.
Wait, we got a new character?
Him killing the dude turned him into a different
character. I don't view it like that, but okay.
That's what I view it as.
Of course you do. Because it fits your narrative, so that's fine.
It does.
Of course it does. That's why you said it.
You see an evil Captain America, and it ends the show.
But he was evil before, so I don't...
He's not evil. What about him is evil? What about him is evil? Nothing.
Take directions, and he can't. He's not a team player.
He's the one who was the... Wait, we're not talking about John Walker, because he's the one who was saying, "Hey guys, we should team up." And they're the ones like, "We don't play well with the government." Then who's the ones not playing the game?
Yeah, but then in the situation, give me 10 minutes, and he didn't want that. He just kept going. So yeah, I don't think he plays nice with others.
he doesn't need to. Nobody does. Look at the Punisher. He saved them. He saved their life on the train. He fights with them. Doesn't fist fight them. Gave them a ride when they were walking. He's not evil. Just because they don't like him and he doesn't like them doesn't make him evil. I mean, look at the other two. They're breaking out criminals, killing innocent people.
Technically, Zemo broke himself up.
We know that's not really the case. But was
an actual line in the episode. That's what's funny. Well, technically.
So really, like, you know, they're just going in, beating the shit out of people ruthlessly to get what they want. Yeah, but who's really the bad guy?
Right.
Come on. I mean, it's just not fair to say that. Right now, because he's not.
I was just sad that his partner died, because he was like completely innocent.
Yeah.
Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, oh man, that sucks. Yeah. It's a new character. It's not a new character. It's the same guy.
Oh yeah. Watch when tomorrow or when next week, when he is in a black Captain America suit. You tell me he's not a new character.
It's the same person, though. I'm talking new about character. Like new people. See, when you say new character, to me, it's like, here's Fisk.
You say a new actor. Yeah. A new character, though. I mean, like.
Like a new, well, a new actor, I guess, in this case. Yeah.
See, John Walker same person. Became U.S. agent, though.
Same person.
Tomato, tomato. New character.
Agree to disagree, I guess.
Every Batman in a DC movie, do you consider Batman a new character for every DC movie because it's a new actor? Hey, look, a new Batman. It's Batman. It's just Batman.
No,
Batman is Batman. Happens to be.
That's exactly my point. It's just Batman.
Right.
You just said my point point.
Your point is it's a new actor, so it's not a new character. My point is it's John Walker is Captain America. Next episode, he's U.S. Agent. He's a new character.
It's the same character, though.
U.S. Agent is not Captain America.
John Walker is the same character.
John Walker is the same person who plays the superhero, is what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Not the actor.
All right.
Whatever, I can think what I want. And it was a new character, and that's what happened.
You could be wrong.
It's in the pattern.
You could be wrong, too. That's fine.
I'm not wrong.
All right.
It's an opinion.
It is an opinion. And it's not the right one. But anyway, all right. So that's where we're going to... that's where we're going to leave you. I can't wait to argue about episode 5 and the new quote-unquote character that shows up.
The new character, U.S. agent. because he's U.S. agent.
Yeah, yeah. Aren't they all U.S. agents though?
No,
technically, kind of. New group of characters. All right.
A new team.
See? The new Avengers. I mean, there has to be new Avengers, right? Eventually.
West Coast.
The West Coast Avengers.
That's what they're called.
I know, but it's just like funny to me. Like it's like a rap group or something like that.
It is. West Side, East Side.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you guys taking the time. Also, I want to big shout out to Matthew and Guillaume. I think I said that right. From Team SCU, please go check out their website, prime2d.com, and download their demo. Play it. You guys should definitely download it. Give it a go. Obviously, at the beginning of the show, they said they had about almost 60,000 people that have downloaded. That's awesome. Let's get that number up to at least 1K, and who knows from there. So tell your friends and push it to other people. Yes, for sure. So, Verlaine, anything else you want to say?
No.
All right. So just check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and all the articles up there. I didn't even mention the articles that are up there. Mike has an article for Pac-Man 99. You should go and read that. And apparently Microsoft reportedly is in talks with Kojima about publishing a new game. Go see that. Also, we kind of talk about that. But then Gina posted a article about some new Pikachu plushes available for pre-order. So go check that out. GameFixShow.com, as well as anything else. Really, everything. You can find everything there. Even our Patreon, even our social media. So, like I say, every episode, it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
See ya.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Well, hey, podcast listener. My name is Vince, and I'm the host of a show called The RR Show. It stands for Reddit Readings. We're going to sit down twice a week, and I'm going to bring you the most entertaining stories from all of the best subreddits that exist online. Things like malicious compliance, petty revenge, hey, lady, I don't work here. Oh, there's so much more. Lots of great stories and things you won't believe. Like the one time this dude was caught in a bathroom with his friend and he was slapping them because that was the only way that he could actually legitimately help them. A mall cop comes in with a taser. Oh, yeah. The rest is history. It's going to be fun. There is, I don't know. I got like 20 seconds left, so I don't got much more time to tell you another story. But just join me on The RR Show. It's from Evergreen Podcast, produced in partnership with Wessler Media. So The RR Show. Wherever you get podcasts, subscribe today. And it's like an adult story time. Let's hang out together. The RR Show. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts.